approved the corporate reduction. They practically approved the individual reduction. They approved the minimum standard deduction. And tomorrow they're on the speed up by corporate payments. Thing that comes right after that tomorrow will be our first first close battle, which is the dividend credit. And the one fellow we need a little help with there that has said he won't listen to us, and after talking to Long, he his feeling is you might be helpful as Ribicoff. And we wondered if it would be possible, if you felt you could, either ask him in early in the morning or give him a ring.
Have you talked to him?
We have not talked to him right at the moment because he told us flatly that he wasn't going to pay any attention to us or to Larry O'Brien and his people. He was going to make up his mind based either on what the president said to him or on the leadership in the committee. We've had Long talking to him, but...
Who have you got in the committee? Long?
Long and...
Smathers?
Smathers, that's it.
All right, now who else is with you?
Oh, we have Long and Smathers and Anderson, Douglas. We have everybody except six Republicans against us. Byrd is against us, so makes seven. And Ribicoff is the other... other question mark. Now, Smathers very much would like to, if he can get Ribicoff solid on this, Smathers would like to be allowed to vote against it and then vote with us on capital gains. But Smathers will vote with us if we really need him, but he says it's going to murder him down in Florida.
Did y'all meet this afternoon?
Yes, they met this afternoon.
Have they quit?
Yes, they quit. That's when they did most of the work. They did no work this morning. Because
wonder why in the hell they quit at 4:30.
Gore, well, they did. Gore, but they did an awful lot of work. Gore was there this morning, and they did nothing because he filibustered. He didn't show this afternoon. They passed about three sections of the bill.
How many sections you got?
Well, we got about 20, 25, something like that. But these were important ones. They included the rates, which is... going to make them difficult for them to go back on anything later on. So we do have the only other problem we have, and I think we can handle that through Smathers and Long, but it might be that if you felt like it, some help could be given there is Hartke, who is in a bad humor and didn't show up at all today, and nobody has his proxy, and we needed...
What's the matter with him?
Oh, well, he had a couple of silly amendments for his own personal ones, and he's the committee turned them down, all of them, last December, and he's just mad. He says that he wants to get some amendment in there that's his amendment, hasn't been able to get one, and he's just sort of sulking.
All right. Now, Long, Smathers, Anderson, Douglas, Hartke, who else you got on this? Gore going to be with you on dividend credit?
Gore's with us on the dividend credit.
All right. Now,
and so's McCarthy, and so's Talmadge. And so's Fulbright. We've got Fulbright's proxy. He's not here. So's Anderson.
Well, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And Byrd, you got all Democrats. You got a majority.
Well, we got a majority without Ribicoff, but if we make Smathers vote, and if we have Hockey's proxy. Mm-hmm. But as I say, Smathers very much hope.
Tell you what I'd do now. I'll call them if I need to.
Yeah.
I think they'll start saying I'm arm twisting.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask Mansfield to talk to both Hartke and Ribicoff and tell him promise him, and I think that'll do it. And then if you don't get successful, call me this evening and I'll call them.
fine.
I'd prefer to do it that way.
I'd be glad to do that. It's a good thought. Get Mansfield into this rather than the other people in the
country. That's right. And just tell him to not have any session. Just make a meet morning and afternoon. Yeah. I think you ought to go over to Washington Post and talk to Kay Graham or Al Friendly or Ben McKelway at Star and Walker Stone and tell them that they ought to start covering this filibustering and writing it up and pointing out how much delay it's been. And get your, if you got any PR people, for God's sake, get them to take pictures of Gore talking all morning and start writing about him talking all morning.
Well, they don't let anyone into the meeting to take pictures.
Then they can say, though, that Gore talking interview people and get them to say that Gore talked most of the morning. At least put a little heat there, because he's going to keep it up if you don't.
That's right.
And now I think we've got to, I think it, that message will...
Well, that helped, because that's what happened this afternoon that really broke it loose. So they really started to move for the first time. They can get through in a week.
Suck up to Long and tell him every day, and I'm sure compliment him, tell him the president called you and said, God Almighty, Russell sure did a good job. Tell him that. Tell him I said that.
Certainly will.
Okay.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Waiting.